Nebraska Extension Almanac.
We all enjoy fall weather, especially when our home trees start to turn beautiful colors of reds, yellows, oranges, and bronze. Justin Evertson from the Nebraska Forest Service talks about several varieties of trees that will give you the best chance at seeing those wonderful colors every fall.
That time of year where we're getting fall color, we're starting to see it here in eastern Nebraska pretty vividly. With the drought we're having, I think it's going to mute our fall colors this year, and I think it's important to point this out right up front that here in Nebraska, it's tough to be a tree. Fall color is not very reliable. We're not the New England states, so if you're planting only for fall color, you're going to get screwed some years on what comes out of that. So just be aware of that. It's not always reliable, but a lot of years, and especially here in eastern Nebraska where I'm recording from today, we can get vivid colors out of some trees that we think about, like red maple. Everybody loves a red maple. This is the time of year they get sold because they're coloring up so brilliantly red. My favorite tree for fall color is sugar maple. We don't plant enough of that, I don't think. It's an eastern U.S. tree that's the vivid colors of New England, more of an orange-red, and so that sells itself this time of year. And then there are several kinds of oaks. For example, white oak gets a nice dusty red. And then, of course, the red oak is named for its brilliant red fall color, so you can't go wrong with trees like that. I mean, they're easy to pick out for their fall color, even though they're less reliable here in Nebraska. A lot of years we'll get good fall color out of them. Some of the best trees for fall color are unsung or unheralded, but I want to talk about five trees that I would encourage people to think more about. And one that every year just shines to me, at least here in eastern Nebraska, is the bitternut hickory. It's a native to eastern Nebraska in our woodlands, and it's starting to get planted a little bit in the landscape. And it just, most years, colors up, a brilliant bright yellow, similar to what a green ash does. It's tough, it's adaptable, its shape and form is similar to a green ash, and so as we lose green ashes to emerald ash borer and you want that yellow fall color back, think about a bitternut hickory. Fantastic native tree. Another tree that I'd encourage people to think about is our native black oak. Black oak is native to southeast Nebraska. It's a cousin of the red oak, so it gets that similar red fall color. But the neat thing about a black oak is it's super tough, drought-tolerant plant that will extend. It holds its leaves. We call that marcescent. And it'll have some color on it from right now through probably about Christmas. So you get 2 months of fall color with a black oak that you don't get out of those maples. An oak for western Nebraska I'd point out is the gamble oak. It has nice dusty reds, especially in the western part of our state when we plant it. It's kind of a shorter growing cousin of the bur oak, so think about that, especially for western Nebraska. If anybody hasn't tried planting a serviceberry, wow, they are fantastic understory trees that are native to our region, and they really get this nice salmon orange to red fall color this time of year. And then the last one I'll leave with you is don't forget about our state tree, the cottonwood. Wow, are they brilliant right now. They're bringing fall color almost every year pretty reliably. They're programmed genetically to want to be here, so they color up early in a short year, and they wait longer in a long year. So cottonwood, yep, love the cottonwood, and let's plant more of them where we can.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.